This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Had their chances within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth. New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye, and they are alive and kicking. And now the series to game six in Indy, with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
Big win for the Knicks last night. They force a game six in Indiana. Yesterday, I asked Sal if you are rooting for the Knicks, and you said no. Would you say, though, the finals would be more interesting for you if they were in it? Or would you not? Would not be a difference? It wouldn't be a difference.
Nope. Okay. I don't think so. I would also say that if Indiana closes this out, now it could go the other way, right? Now.
Mm-hmm.
If Indiana wins it, it is a big L for the NBA only wants big market teams in the finals crowd.
Right. Anyone that thought that the draft lottery was fixed because we're just trying to get all the stars to
I don't know about lottery is different than finals.
No, but I'm not. You know what I mean, though? Like, if everything...
Yeah.
It's the fixed crowd.
I have my questions about the lottery over the years, for sure. I mean, even LeBron kind of said it on the Pat McAfee show, like... Well, you know, hey, I'm a kid from Akron, and I went to the Cavs. No, independent of the lottery, what I'm saying is people say all the time, oh, the league would never want two small market teams in the finals. Like, well, if you get Indiana and Oklahoma City. You know, you could have something like that. That's not New York or Boston or Chicago or L.A., right? Now, if New York comes back and wins it, you're going to get people saying the league definitely could not have had Indiana in Oak City, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna, as a pretty big NBA fan, if it's Pacers Thunder, I bet it'll get poor ratings, and I think the basketball is gonna be awesome. Other than when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander throws himself on the ground because somebody touched his shoulder. Other than that part of it. But anyway,
I didn't watch a single second of the game last night. We had late baseball last night, but I checked in on the score, and by the time we were coming home, I'm like, it's not even worth kind of watching because it just, from what I saw, you tell me, it just seemed like the Knicks kind of controlled the game the whole way.
They were up. Brunson went off early. Yeah, like okay. they got ahead, and they never relented.
All right.
But like, there was worth tracking, though, because they were up like 15-16 for a lot of that game, and if you've been watching this playoffs, 15 is not a safe lead. In these NBA playoffs. I mean, the Knicks have had 3 20-point comebacks of their own. The Pacers have like 9-point comebacks in the final minute. But they got there. They never really got close. Saber question for you. So,
yeah.
We're a month away from free agency, give or take. Sabres have a couple of RFAs. There's been, you know, as there is every year, there's a little offer sheet chatter. And the Sabres are written about as maybe a potential target. Because of just, you know, how they operate financially at times and the level of player that they have that are coming up as RFAs. J.J. Paterka is the number one trade bait listed player at Daily Faceoff for their trade board for the offseason. And what's written is from Frank Saravelli, who, by the way, like, if you remember on deadline night, if you were on Twitter
right.
the night before the deadline, it wasn't even just Frank Saravelli. You had two very plugged-in insiders, not like Elliot Friedman, who's like the big one, but Frank Saravelli from Daily Faceoff and Renaud Lavoie from TVA in Canada, two big national insiders who work for different outlets, tweeted within 2 minutes of each other that Paterka to the Rangers was happening. And then that ended up not being true. And the Sabres said that it wasn't true, and you had a couple other people said that it wasn't true. But both of those guys got that from somewhere. And the smoke has kind of continued about, like, okay, does he want to sign a long-term deal? Whatever. And Frank wrote on that trade bait article about him that Paterka is a candidate to be offer-sheeted this year by other teams. So let's say that happens. Sal, if J.J. Paterka got offer-sheeted, let's say 4 years, $10 million per year. That would be two firsts, a second, and a third in compensation if you let him walk. What would you do?
Sign him.
You'd match it.
Yep.
Because you don't want draft picks and you're okay with the money?
I don't care about the draft picks right now. And even if I think it's a slight overpay, I don't care right now. I have the money. And I'm tired of this is a good player. You've developed him. His game is starting to come around as a more well-rounded game over the last year or so. I think that he's worked well with Lindy. I could see him getting even better. I don't need the draft picks anymore. This is why I want to trade the pick they have currently anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I doing with more draft picks?
Right.
This the draft pick part of it I don't need. I don't care. And then you really just comes down to what the money is. Is it a, are you talking $15 million a year? No.
No.
If it's $10 million a year, yes, I get it. Like, you're still paying. It's a high price. The cap is going way up in the NHL over the next couple of years. By the time you get 2-3 years down the road, I think that could be what you're looking at anyway for J.J. Paterka. So,
and whatever. I do think it's like, it's probably an overpay of about, you know, if you're trying to really evaluate what he's worth, it's probably $2 to $2.5 million per year more than you would think he should get. Like, 7.5 to 8, I think, feels right for him with the cap going up. And the cap going up to about $95 million, which is a pretty significant jump. So yeah. $10 million this coming year is almost, you know, it's the new $9 million, maybe. I am with you. So I was talking with Owen in the break about this. We disagree because I'm with you, Sal. It's an overpay, but I am just not interested in the compensation. Like, depending on who the team would be, I would imagine a team doing that is probably pretty competitive. Two potentially late first-round picks. The second and the third don't even mean anything to me. Like, those picks are so... I know Paterka was a second, but the hit rate on those picks is so low that I almost don't even care about him. I wouldn't trade Paterka for two first-round picks right now. Like, I wouldn't do it. Now, Owen, you kind of feel like, though, the money is a little bit of your sticking point.
Yeah, it's a steep contract for Paterka to me. Like,
it is.
He's a good player. I'm very high on him. I have been since they drafted him. I think he's awesome. I think he could be on a Tage Thompson level of explosiveness in terms of offensive output.
Mm-hmm.
I just, $10 million, even with the cap going up like we talked about in the break, like there's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You got room. You can do it. But if we're talking about $2.5 million more than you probably should be paying him, what are you giving up on the roster? Like, $2.5 million is a lot of money in the NFL.
Are you giving up anything on this roster, considering that you're very low to the salary cap, you know, where you are right now?
Well, I think your question is, what's your individual sort of stance on that in terms of the team? Like, are you willing to pay Paterka $2.5 million more and not make
and not
that
use
concession
somewhere
else?
Well, and that's where you get into, like, what would you do versus what are you predicting the Sabres would do? Because I don't know what their cap will look like this year. I think it is absolutely right to believe that they are not going to be a team that spends to the cap because of some of their actions in the last 5 years. You absolutely could believe that. It is worth pointing out, though, and I don't think this will happen because I don't think Bo Byram is signing an extension with this team.
No,
I don't think they want to sign an extension with him long term. So I don't think Byram is getting signed. But if you include Byram and Paterka and McLeod and even Levi for a little bit and Quinn, that's not going to be much either. But if they just sign all their RFA sale, they actually will be right up against the cap. But again, that's including Byram. And I don't think they're about to give Bo. I don't think there's a scenario where he's getting $6.5 to $8 million. So that there's your room right there. There's your $6, $7, $8 million
but
of
then,
room that you could do with stuff.
There
do
goes
stuff
yeah. If you, and then but then if you sign
or
Paterka
not
to that kind of deal,
well, now it's five.
Now right, and then what are you doing? Are you going to spend that five? I hope so.
And that's where I think it's right to be skeptical of that.
Right. And
all right. So I have 3 points on this very quickly. Number one.
Okay.
I will even admit and say that, like, this is a departure of how I believe, and I will tell you that teams normally operate, which is, look, if you have a value on J.J. Paterka of 7.5, well, you can't go to 10, right? Like, that's how teams, this is the James Cook discussion. And people say, what's the difference? He wants 15, just give him, you know, give him 15 if you think he's worth 12. Well, there is a big difference. That's the value you have on him. That's a lot of money. So even the way I talk, like, I'm saying, I don't care if they overpay him. Whereas I generally would say, like, you should care about that. But I do think you have to project out at his age. There's a difference between a guy like James Cook, his age, his position in that sport, versus J.J. Paterka and where he could go. And what you're looking at, that contract might be 2 years from now, right? And saying, okay, I think that's worth it 2 years from now. Number two, tell me what team is giving him that offer, Joe. Because here, I just throw out a team you think it could be. Could it be the Rangers?
Rangers are the first team that comes to mind because that was the team mentioned with him. And they are – Drury, I think, is going to be acting in desperation this offseason.
Like
his job is on the line. But go ahead.
All right, well, I mean, if you say the Rangers – now, I'm not saying everything the Rangers does is, like, obviously right or correct or you should operate because they feel that way.
Sure.
But obviously there'd be a team out there willing to give J.J. Paterka that kind of contract. Somebody values him like that. And, like, to me, that should speak something to you about that in that scenario.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's where offer sheets are a different animal, and it's maybe part of the reason you see so few of them. Although we have seen a couple more. Like, there were two last year. Mm-hmm. Remember the Blues went after...
Same team, yeah.
Same team. Against they went
team,
after the Oilers.
Both Oilers. And then finally, I would say, honestly, like, money aside, compensation aside, if you just told me, hey, list like the top guys on the Sabres that you'd be unwilling to trade. And I'm not saying you wouldn't trade him for anything. I'm just saying the most unwilling to trade. I'd put Rasmus Dahlin, Tage Thompson, J.J. Paterka, maybe in that order.
And he would be third. I would probably agree with that. He is not, to me, though, the same as Thompson and Dahlin. Like Thompson,
no.
I think there is a line there where... And part of that is because, though, it's different, and I know you know this, that... Tage and Dahlin are under contract. You know, like, there's nothing really to figure out there. It's just, do you want them on your team or not? And with those two, it's an obvious yes. Paterka, I think it's also a yes. Like, you want him on your team. He's a great player, especially 5-on-5. Yeah. Some of his 5-on-5 numbers the last 2 years are some of the best in hockey offensively.
Yeah, he's a monster 5-on-5.
But you have this question about, you know, will he sign a long-term deal with you? And that's where we can't know that because we're not in those meetings. We're not talking to the agent on a day-to-day basis. Is the smoke about him and the Sabres where, like, okay, maybe he'd sign a 2-year deal, but are you getting him on a 7-year deal? If you told me today he would sign a 7-year deal with me, I'm not talking to any other team. I'm just signing him.
Yes, 100%. And that's, I think, where a little bit of my hesitation comes with this, just real quickly, is if I'm paying him $10 million, I want that for as long as I can get it.
Right.
Because like Sal, you said, you're thinking about potential, but this is we're talking about a 4-year offer sheet here where he could be just sort of hitting that stride on that fourth year, and then you're losing him.
Yeah. See, but that I'm okay with because 4 years is long enough for me. I know the point you're making.
You'd figure it out by then, right?
Yeah,
right.
You'd figure it out by then. The other part of my point that I was going to mention is, like, I don't know that I can get him on that 7-year deal. If right now, it doesn't even have to mean he's telling you, oh, I want to be traded. It's just, yeah, I'm thinking more of like a bridge deal. If there's any hesitation towards this guy wanting to be around long term, or maybe he wants to play it out and see, listen, this team has not earned the right, I think, for anybody to be safe. That's where I want to say next. I think Tage and Dahlin would be because they're that good. But and they're under contract. Anybody else that I've got any questions about, I would listen to anything. And that would include Paterka. I'd have to be blown away, probably, but you know, there's a chance you could be blown away. He's a 23-year-old player that scores at the level if he does. Like, there would be a ton of teams that would be, I think, very aggressive towards wanting him.
I mean, that should tell you something, right?
Yes.
There's a ton of teams aggressive towards wanting him, and those teams are probably going to be some of the better teams in the league, or teams that at least have talent better than the Sabres that are competing. That should tell you something.
Which is why I'm a no on the offer sheet compensation, because I don't want draft picks. If it would have to be a hockey trade, and they've made two of those, because I'm not listening unless you're giving me something that I think is also really
correct,
good, but maybe is going to be just a different type of fit. Like, if you told me I could get a player near Paterka's value and skill, but he's a bigger player. Maybe he's not quite as good offensively, but he's still good offensively. He's a little better defensively. Paterka's lacking that. That's the only thing I would listen to with him. Even if I knew he's not signing a long-term deal this summer. So, complicated player and situation right now, depending on what his motivations are. 803-0550 is the phone number. Extendo Sports, when we come back, then we'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.